I know it's here somewhere.
Finally.
Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. The show is about to begin.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in.
Enjoy the show.
Oh, yes, indeed. We hope you finally enjoy the show. Yes, we are running very late with this podcast. It was supposed to have been recorded on Saturday. Here it is Wednesday. Oh, man, that's late. But couldn't help it. Nope, couldn't help it at all because I got a new laptop. It's a long story. But suffice it to say, I've run into a few little, how shall I put it, snags with my new laptop that I am still working through. So I'm using the old laptop here, which I'm going to pass along to my son Benjamin the Game Master as soon as I get all my data off of it, get mine working the way I want it to, and basically put it back the way it was when I first got the HP laptop. I'm going to let him break it in himself again, take all of my various junk off of it, and that way he'll have his shot at it. Anyway, what a week it has been. What a week and a weekend and part of the next week. It's just been a little bit crazy, but that's the life of Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, which, by the way, I encourage you to go check out our website, which is, of course, drbill.cc, drbill.cc for computer curmudgeon. I'd encourage you to go check that out and see what we've been blogging about, although the blogging has been somewhat on the nil side this week. There are still a few articles out there, and I'd encourage you to check them out. Now, before we go any further, I'm going to play some geek culture for you. This geek culture is based on Woody Guthrie's famous song, This Land Is Our Land, but it is about net neutrality. Now, you know that I'm big on the topic of net neutrality. I've talked about it before, how the network, that is the interweb, the internet, that we know and love so well, we need to have that be neutral in its opinions, in its blocking of various people. It needs to be open and free. Freedom is good. After all, we want to be able to have programs like Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon and programs like Leo Laporte's Twit and many other things. And, of course, network programs, ABC, NBC, you know, whatever. If they want to do a podcast, let them have at it. But it needs to remain free and open. So let's play this song. And this song is very strange, so I know you're going to love it. It's called, well, I guess it's called Net Neutrality, because it may not be This Land Is Our Land, but that's what it's based on. So let's listen to it.
Yeah! It's time to milk the cash cow. The web's inventor, his name was Vin Cerf. He could have made it only his turf. Instead, he chose to keep it wild and free, preserve our net neutrality. But now the telcos are getting greedy. They've got their big hands in every lobby. Your favorite websites will drop into the deep blue sea. Preserve our net neutrality. This web is mine, man. This web is yours, man. We like to surf it whenever we can. So just remember to keep it wild and free. Preserve our net neutrality. They'll put up toll roads and extra charges. They'll make you pay twice and claim that it's a bargain. I want my websites delivered equally. Preserve our net neutrality. The House of Reps, they didn't get it. And now it's up to the U.S. Senate. So call your state governor and say, I pay your salary. Preserve our net neutrality. This web is mine, man. This web is yours, man. We like to surf it whenever we can. So just remember to keep it mild and free. Preserve our net neutrality. Preserve our net neutrality. Preserve our net neutrality.
Yee-haw! Pay them extra charges!
For more information, please visit SpokenRing.com. That's spoken like the spoken word, ring.com.
Got his ad in for his website there at the end, I noticed. But that's okay. We all like to get our ads in for our websites.
TheComputerCrmudgeon.com.
Yes, even the long URL for TheComputerCurmudgeon.com. I know that's a little bit long. That's why we got the drbill.cc, which makes it a lot easier to find Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. And, of course, you know that...
This podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network.
TechPodcasts.com.
If it's tech, it's here.
Yes, indeed. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon, because we are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, as well as members of...
This podcast is a member of the Blueberry Network. Blueberry. No E's. That's Blueberry, BLUBRRY.com. Blueberry.com.
I like the way he does that, Blueberry.com. It's just so cool. Anyway, so we just want you to enjoy the podcast. And I am all for net neutrality. It should remain free and open and, as he said, wild and woolly as I am. If you've seen my picture, yes, wild and woolly. That definitely describes it. Anyway, go to the website, drbill.cc, and you will find all kinds of good blog entries on the website. And, of course, you'll also find that our sponsor is Cisco. I did it again. I'm sorry. Citrix Systems. Cisco does networking equipment. Citrix does Citrix Systems. Go to my PC. Go to meeting. The Citrix Zen app system. Zen desktop. All kinds of great products. And I am a Citrix system administrator at work. I don't know why I have such a hard time when I'm about to do the spot saying Cisco instead of Citrix. But there you go. I'm human. What can I say? Anyway, Citrix Systems is our sponsor, and I'm glad they put up with me. Anyway, and I'd encourage you to click on the link on the upper right-hand corner of the podcast page, the blog page, where you will find an ad for Go to My PC. And if you click on that and click through it, you can actually sign up for 30 days free with Go to My PC, and that will allow you to go to your PC from wherever you might be on the internet and be able to get to it and access files and, you know, anything you need to do on your PC, you'll be able to get right to it across the internet. That's just so cool. I mean, sometimes you get to play with technologies and you go, dude, this is just cool. And that's the way Go to My PC is. So check it out and be sure to take advantage of that 30-day free trial. Also, you'll notice there's a little link there right below those ads. Actually, there's a subscribe to our podcast couple links there, and I've added a couple of things there. I've added a subscribe with iTunes link that if you have iTunes, you can click on that and it'll automatically subscribe you to the podcast. And if you have Zune, you can click on the Zune link there and automatically add our feed to your Zune marketplace, so to speak, and go ahead and hear our program over at Zune as well. And then in the middle between the two, we've got Get Juice. If you click that, you can actually download the free Juice Receiver software. And then you don't even have to go through any kind of service. You can actually subscribe directly to our podcast feed. And then we've got the little instruction there underneath the Get Juice that tells you how to use Juice to sign up for the podcast. Podcast.drbill.cc. If you put that in the Juice subscribe area and click the little green plus sign, you will be subscribed to the podcast through Juice Receiver. So, all kinds of ways to subscribe to the podcast. But what I was going to mention, if you go to the red letters below that that says our Shameless Commerce Center, if you click on that, it'll take you to the bottom of the page, and you'll be able to see the Amazon Kindle, you'll be able to see the GoDaddy ad, Buy.com, Apple Store, Skype, Wall Street Journal offers, all kinds of good offers there. And even if all you do is go on there and click through and read those ads, it will really help us a lot here at Dr. Bill the Computer Curmudgeon. And maybe you'll see something and think, hey, you know, I need one of those widgets. And you buy it from Buy.com, hey, all the better. But even if you just click through it, look at it, check it out, we'd appreciate it. All right, let's talk about some of the things that have been happening. So many things have been happening. Mozilla has released Firefox 3 RC2. That's Release Candidate 2. And I got to tell you, I am impressed. Now, you may have heard this from other podcasts. You know, like I said, we've been delayed. We didn't get a chance to share some things with you this past weekend. But I have been using Mozilla version 3, Release Candidate 2, and I am really impressed with it. It is so much faster and snappier, and there's just little neat things about it that I'm learning as I go that I really like. You know, little usability things that are just really cool. Now, the next item, this is the one that if I don't watch myself, I'll get caught up in and just take a whole lot of time because I'm happy, I'm excited, and I'm a little frustrated. Okay, here's the thing. I got a new laptop. Now, you know, I've been wanting a new laptop for a good long while. Now, this HP Pavilion that I'm using right here, right now, to do the podcast, excellent laptop. I appreciate it. I've been using it for almost 3 years now, maybe a little longer. And, you know, after 3 years or so, computers start to get what we call a little long in the tooth, shall we say. And so I wanted something hotter, faster, cooler. And a deal came up on Tiger Direct. I get all of their emails, and I watch stuff go by, and I think, oh, man, that's a good deal, but I'm not going to do it. Oh, that's a great deal, but I'm not going to do it. Well, this one came by, and I said, oh, man, I got to do it this time. Because check it out. An Acer Aspire 7520 5757 laptop computer. AMD Athlon 64 dual-core processor. That's two cores, DOS. Two cores, 1.8 gigahertz dual core. That's so cool and fast. 802.11bg wireless. It came originally with 1 gig of DDR2. Now, what I did is I took out the two 512 meg chips and I put in two gig chips to raise it up to 4 gigabytes. I maxed it out. That's as much memory as you can put in it. 4 gigabytes. Dude, I figure you might as well get it now because you know you ain't going to get it later. Go ahead and max it out. All right. 160 gig hard drive. 160 gig. Oh, that's just so cool. A DVD reading, writing, CD reading, writing system. Now, check this out. 17-point-something. They call it a 17-inch, but it's 17-point-something. WXGA Plus video screen. Over 17 inches of video screen. Goodness! Oh, that's bigger than most monitors on desktops. I love it. And a built-in 2-megapixel webcam. And I was blown away by this webcam. When I set it up and tried it, I was like, that's actually a decent webcam. I mean, it looked great. I may even be able to do a DrBill.TV video cast, netcast with it. So, that's awesome. But here's the kicker. It came with Windows Vista Home. premium. Now, I said in a little article that I wrote here, okay, I'm going to give Vista a real college try. I'm gonna use it. I'm going to see if I can use it, because after all, I thought to myself, you know, I may not be able to find all the drivers to make the webcam work, and, you know, it's got one of those things on the side where you can plug in all kinds of memory cards of all kinds of types, SD card and, you know, Sony Pro card and all of those things that I really need. It's got the SVGA video out to go to my TV like I liked on my HP laptop, all kinds of good stuff, FireWire, I mean, it's got everything. And so I said, you know, I don't want to lose functionality. They've already got it designed to work with Vista, so I'm gonna do my best to use Vista. Okay, I did, and I got it working, and I got my software installed, and everything seemed to be going well, but here's the problem. It has a Realtek HD Dolby sound system. Now, you may say, well, that sounds pretty good, Dr. Bill. Well, there's a problem there, you see. What they do with that sound system, oh, it's nice. It's got Dolby. It's got effects. It's got concert hall effects. It's got all kinds of things it does. You can set your Dolby Pro Logic. You can do all kinds of cool stuff. But they split the sound card into an input section and an output section. And you say, well, okay, big deal. What's the deal with that? The deal with that is that when you go to use Pod Producer to do a podcast like I'm doing right now, which is mainly what I do with my system, I can either record and not hear myself, or I can hear myself and not record, depending on how I set it up. I can't set it up to do both at the same time. Needless to say, I was, what's the technical term? I was bummed. I was definitely bummed by that. And so I said, okay, let's find a solution for this. So I downloaded the latest, greatest, hottest driver for the Realtek HD system from Realtek themselves. Didn't help. So then I said, okay, let's go ahead, bite the bullet, take Vista off, and install Windows XP Professional. So I did that. And, of course, I backed everything up meticulously, you know, with Acronis, and I got everything so I could always put it back just the way it was. And I went ahead and ordered the Restore CDs. You realize most computers today don't even come with Restore CDs anymore? You have to order them separately? I mean, what's up with that? Yeah, meow. That's what the kitty even thinks, it's a bad idea. Anyway. She's kind of being vocal. I don't know if you heard her a minute ago there or not, but she's annoyed that I'm not petting her. That's the problem. Anyway, the point is, didn't even have Restore CDs, so I ordered Restore CDs so I could always get back to where I left off. I did an Acronis backup so I could always get back to where I left off. Then I formatted the hard drive, zing, and I installed Windows XP. And then I started layering on all the drivers for all the hardware to be sure that I had everything. Now, you can imagine, this is taking time. Lots and lots of time. So when I'm not working, I'm working on the laptop. When I'm not sleeping, I'm working on the laptop. That's why I didn't get a chance to do the podcast. For one thing, I couldn't do the podcast on the new laptop, and I was kind of determined to do that. Of course, I didn't get it done even now. But anyway, to make a long story short, I did get Windows XP on there. I did get all the drivers installed. I got all the functionality back, but the Realtek HD sound card, cool as it is, still doesn't work with Pod Producer. So I said, okay, all right. Pod Producer, which, by the way, let me mention that Alfredo Romo, our dear friend who's written Pod Producer, has started developing again. Now, there's been a long several years there that he didn't work on it. If you go to podproducer.net, he does have a new version. And the latest, greatest version is out there now, and that version has added an RSS feed that is iTunes compliant. Now, I personally don't use that part of Pod Producer, so that didn't impact me that much because I use Durcaster. And if you go to durcaster.org, You can see the Dirtcaster project that I maintain, and that's what we use for our RSS feed. So that didn't really impact me that much. But I downloaded the new version. I put it out there on the laptop. Still couldn't get it configured, but I said, okay. All right, that is a below number one release open source tool. Let's go see if there is a commercial tool, even if I have to pay for it, that will support the Realtek HD sound card. Well, sure enough, I found a program called Podcast Station that specifically said it supported the Realtek HD, and I had great hopes because you can go in and you can specify, use the output here, use the stereo mix here, and configure it to work, and it still didn't work like I wanted it to. It would record the sound, but I couldn't hear myself in the headphones while I was recording. I like to hear myself when I'm talking, instead of talking and not hearing myself and going, am I talking? Are you recording what I'm saying? I don't know. So, I was not pleased. So that's when I said, okay, let's find another methodology. So I've been doing some research, and I'm going to try a USB sound card, an external sound card, and see if that will help. But until then, I will just use my old laptop to do the podcast. I told you it was going to be a long story, and it was a terribly long story, but that's just how frustrated I was with the situation. Okay. Oh, there's our drum roll saying it's time for the Geek Software of the Week, and that is, of course, MP3 Gain. Now, this is a very specialized piece of software. You may or may not need it, but if you have MP3 files that are you somehow acquired, we won't go into any particular methodology of how you acquired it. Maybe a friend gave it to you. I don't know. Maybe it's something you recorded, and it's too loud. It's just kind of... it's making the speakers rattle, it's so loud. MP3 Gain will allow you to normalize the audio, and it will basically, let's say, calm it down to where it's reasonable. So, check out MP3 Gain. It doesn't just do peak normalization, which a lot of normalizers do. It does statistical analysis to determine how loud the file actually sounds to the human ear. Now, that's pretty cool. And then it recodes it in such a way that it is completely lossless in the way it works. In other words, you won't lose any quality in its normalization technology. So enjoy that. That is absolutely free. It is the Geek Software of the Week, and you will really enjoy that if you need it. If you don't need it, you'll go, what in the world do I need that for? Never mind, just move on. Okay, next item. Security problem in Adobe Flash Player. You need to upgrade now. Okay? If you have downloaded Adobe Flash Player long ago and you haven't upgraded since then, you particularly need to upgrade to the latest version. For one thing, it's faster and cooler. But the other thing is, Kitty, just relax. Kitty is meow, meow, meow. What's up with that? Yeah, I hear you. Anyway, I don't know if you can hear her, but she's meow, meow. Anyway, don't you just love these kinds of things? Yeah. Okay, anyway, there is a security problem with Adobe Flash Player that I would encourage you to replace it with the latest, greatest version. All you got to do is go to the link in the article that I wrote here, link to the latest Flash Player, click that, and let it upgrade your system. Alright, then the next item was talking about the podcast delay, and of course that's obvious because I got so tied up with the new laptop, and it delayed so many other things. I mean, I was going to do a DrBill.TV show about the fact that the Blender Foundation has finally released Big Buck Bunny. Now you say, what in the world is all that about? Well, Blender is a kind of 3D CGI animation program that is absolutely free, open source, runs on Linux, Mac, and Windows. And in order to demonstrate just how powerful it is, they did a movie called Big Buck Bunny. It's a cartoonish kind of movie, very funny, and they have released it. They released it like not this past weekend, but the weekend before. I was gonna, like, the day after it, do a DrBill.TV show and show excerpts about it and talk about Blender, but all of this other stuff happened and I didn't get a chance to do it. I still plan to do that, so just kind of stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, you can go to bigbuckbunny. I believe it's .org. It may be .com, but I think it's .org. Not sure. I probably ought to check, huh? Because some people would be going, oh, Dr. Bill, you gave me the wrong website address. I don't mean to. I just don't remember, and I didn't have notes. I never have notes because I'm just that kind of guy. Know what I mean? Anyway, ooh, I clicked on Google, and it went back to my website. How weird is that? Actually, it's because I clicked on a button I shouldn't have clicked on. Big Buck Bunny in Google. And it comes up with bigbuckbunny.org. That is, of course, bigbuckbunny.org. Check it out. Go to that website. And you see the drawing there. The whole video is like that. You can download the video through either BitTorrent or directly. You can watch it online. I'd encourage you to download it in as high a resolution as you can and watch it on a really, really quality system because it is awesome. I mean that. It is really, really cool. So, check that out. Now, also, it's been a slow blogging week because of Vacation Bible School at Faith and Victory Church. Now, I go attend Faith and Victory Church in Greensboro, North Carolina, really involved with it. And one of the things we do every year is the VBS, Vacation Bible School. Last year, if you were listening to the podcast, you remember that Benjamin, the Game Master, was the robot, whose name finally ended up being Robert. Robert the Robot. Well, this week he's Uncle Zeke at the Sun Country Harvest Fair. And he's being a good old boy. So, if you go to the website, you will find a picture of Uncle Zeke and the crew there at the Sun Country Harvest Fair. And, yeah, I know, it's just too much fun, what can I say? Anyway, the kids love it, but it keeps us very, very busy doing that. And you know you gotta do stuff to keep the kids happy because it's just fun seeing kids laugh and hit each other beside going, oh, that's silly. That's just, I don't know, I have a lot of fun with it. So anyway, that's what's been keeping us busy. And I guess that means that it is time for me. Yeah, there's that music. It's time for me to get out of here. Remember, until next time, the doctor is out of here.